We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Sefer Torah, Halacha Aleph, from the beginning. Al Pi Mashekosav Adoneinu Moreinu Rabbeinu, this is based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 266, Shebechinas HaTorah Yoytzeis Mebechinas Sukkah. Rabbeinu Zal says there that the Torah comes from Sukkah. We know that the Torah comes from Bina, and Sukkah is referred to as Bina for a number of reasons. In there only, exactly, Shehu Bechinas Bina. We know that the Torah was given in 40 days and 40 nights on Har Sinai. We know that Bina is referred to as the mother, and the Pasuk says, Val titoish Torah simecho, do not forsake the Torah of your mother. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, brings a number of proofs to this, and this is also brought in many places in the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Torah comes from Bina, which is Sukkah, Sheshom Bechinas Dadei Isha, and that's the place also where the breasts of the woman are. Also, in the place of Bina, that's what the Gemara refers to it, in the upper part of the body, Vehu Hahefrish Shebein Odom LeBehema. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that this is one of the major differences between a human being and a Behema. Ki HaBehemois Yoinkim Ebechinas Dadei Behema. Because Behemois, they nourish from the breasts of an animal which are in the lower part of the body, right near the place where the waste matter comes out from. And the Gemara says that this is a chesed, this is a kindness that Hashem has done for human beings, in that a human child nurses from the upper part of the mother's body, versus the animals who nurse from the lower part. By the animals, the breast is found in the lower part of the body, right near where the waste matter comes from. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Reish Samach Vav, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this. Now, Rav Nosson Zal extends this out a little bit. Nimtza, we see, based on what Rabbeinu Zal says over there, She'ikar HaTorah Hu Lotzeis Migeder Behemo LeGeder Odom, that one of the main goals in Hashem giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael is that the Torah should take us out of the category of animal into the category of human. Because we said that it's regarding this issue, regarding Bina, the nursing, the place of nursing, that we see this difference between humans and animals. V'alkein umoy soilam sheloi kiblu esatoyra einam kruyim odom. And it's for this reason we find that according to the Torah, the other nations of the world, besides the Jewish nation, who refused to accept the Torah, they are not referred to as Adam. They're not referred to as man. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Ve'etein tsoini tsoin marisi, Adam atem. Hashem refers to the Jewish people lovingly, and he says, you are Adam. You, the Jews, are Adam. And the Gemara says on that, atem kruyim Adam. You, the Jewish people, are called Adam, and the other nations are not. Because since these other nations did not accept the Torah, einam yonkim mebechinas dadei Adam, shem bemkoim bina, they are not in the category of Adam. They do not nurse from the human breasts, which are in the place of bina, shehi bechinas aim labina, as the pasuk says that the mother is associated with bina. Shemisham haTorah, and that's where the Torah comes from. V'alkein heim yonkim mebechinas dadei behema, and therefore these other nations, where they draw their spirituality, where they draw their nourishment, is from the animal breasts, in a sense, from a much lower level. Alkein heim bebechinas behemois, and therefore, compared to the Jewish people, on a spiritual level, they're referred to as behemois, animals. V'alkein tzorech lichtoiv ha-sefer Torah al oirois behemois. And it's for this reason that when we're writing a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah is written on the hide that comes from an animal, kedei lahalois bechinas behema lebechinas adam, to show that in writing this Sefer Torah, we're elevating from animal to human. Dehainu shema shehoya tchila or behema, that which was originally simply an animal hide, nase ato mimeno Sefer Torah. Now we're making it into a Sefer Torah, shehu bechinas adam kanal, which elevates it to the category of adam, because those who receive the Torah are called adam. Ukamayshakosov, as the pasuk says, Zois haTorah Adam. This is the Torah, man. The pasuk actually continues there, Zois haTorah Adam kiyomos boihel. But the Gemara says on that pasuk that again, those who accept the Torah are referred to as Adam. Sheze ikar bechinas haTorah. That's what the Torah is really all about. The Torah is about elevating us to this status of Adam. And we show this, one of the ways we show this is that when we write a Sefer Torah, we take something that comes from animal, and it's on that we write the Torah. And by writing the Torah upon it, we're elevating it, we're changing it to this category of Adam. V'alkein kol Adam chayev lichtov latzmoy Sefer Torah. And it's for this reason that every Jew is required to write a Sefer Torah for himself. Ki kol odom tzorech lekabel es haTorah. Because every single Jew has an individual obligation to receive the Torah. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, veloy itchem levatchem onoichi kores habris hazois. When Hashem spoke to the Jews who were with Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem said to them, it's not just you alone that I'm making this covenant with, but rather I'm making this covenant with each and every single member of the Jewish nation that's going to be in generations to come. But rather I'm making it with those who are present here today. And the pasuk goes on to say, and also with those who are not here today, those future generations. Dehainu shekol odom tzorech l'shaber v'lotzeis mebechinas behemias l'bechinas odom. Every single Jew has an obligation to break and come out of the category of animal and enter into the category of human, odom. V'zeu bechinas kabolas haTorah shekol echod v'yechod mekabolas haTorah b'chol dor v'dor. This is the concept of receiving the Torah, whereby each and every single Jew receives the Torah in every generation. V'alkein tzorech daika lichtov es haTorah. And this is why we have to write a Sefer Torah. Ki haksivo al or behemo kanal. Because the writing is done on the hide of an animal. Zeu bechinas kabolas haTorah. And this shows us what accepting the Torah is all about. Dehainu she'olo bechinas behemo lebechinas odom. Accepting the Torah means elevating one from the category of behema to the category of Adam. Shezeu bechinas kabolas haTorah b'chol Adam b'chol zman kanal. This is the concept of this accepting the Torah that takes place regarding each and every individual Jew in each and every generation. Just like the Gemara points out, then when a Jew would commit a sin, he would bring a korban, he would bring an animal sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash. One of the reasons for that was that when this Jew was walking this animal to the Beis HaMikdash and in the Beis HaMikdash, he was being reminded that the reason why I'm doing this is because I acted like an animal. I fell from the status of human to the status of animal by rejecting the Torah, by going against the Torah. So here also, when we write the Torah, it's written on animal skin to show us that this is what the Torah is all about. The Torah is about elevating animal to human. Ki gam haksivo biatzmo v'chol b'chinoiseho tzrichim kulam lahafoich lahalois b'chinas behem al b'chinas odom. Because the act of writing itself and everything associated with that also is related to elevating from animal to human. Ki haksivo hi asiyo. Because writing is a form of action. Va'asiya hu bechinas behemius. And we know that asiya, action, is associated with animals. Kigam habehemo yesh lo asiya. Because an animal also has asiya. An animal also does things. An animal also works. Now, as Rav Moshe Zal is saying here, writing is an act of work, and work is associated with animals, because animals also work. She'oise kama malochois, an animal does different types of work. Rak she'asiyoso hibaloi sechel. It's just that when an animal does work, it does it without a high level of intelligence. Aval ma'ase odom hu im sechel. Whereas a human being, when a human being works, it's supposed to be with intelligence. The ikar haseichel hu haTorah, and the main intellect of a person is the Torah. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, ki hi chochmaschem uvinaschem la'enei ha'amim. This is your intelligence for all the nations to see. For all the nations to see the minds of the Jewish people. What are the minds of the Jewish people? It's Torah minds. Nimtza, kishekosav sefer Torah. So therefore, when a person is writing a Sefer Torah, the act of writing, which is a form of malacha, a form of work, we're taking the malacha and we're using it for Torah. We're elevating the malacha to a level, we're attaching it to something of high intellectual value, the Torah. Dahainu haksiva el hasechel. We're elevating the writing to the sechel. Dahainu haTorah, shubichin asodam, shu hasechel. Nimtza. So this is another example where we're elevating behema to Adam. In other words, one issue was the material that we use, the fact that we use the hide of an animal. Now Rav Nosson Zal says a second issue is the writing, the actual writing, which is a form of work, by writing a Torah, the writing itself represents asiya malacha, which we're elevating from a category of behema to Adam also. V'chein isa b'divrei Rabbeinu Neira Yoyer, and we find that Rabbeinu Zal actually refers to this in chapter 19 in the first half of Likutei Moran. She'dvorim hanichtovim hein bebechinas asiya, bechinas behemius, that things that are in writing are associated with asiya, which is associated with behemius, animalness. Ki haksivo hi lezikoroin, because when we write something down, usually we're writing it down in order to remember it, in order for it to be remembered. V'hazikoroin hu b'koyach hamedame, and memory is associated with koyach hamedame. Ki gam behema yesh lo zikoron, because an animal also has a memory. An animal also has the ability to remember on its level. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Yud Tes, where Rabbeinu Zal refers to this. See here, Rav Nosson Zal is bringing another proof that ksiva, writing, is associated with behemius, with asiya. Nimtza, shehaksivo shehi lezikoron hu bechinas behemius. So therefore we see that writing, which is for the sake of remembering, is also associated with behemius. V'alkein etztavinu daiko lichtov es ha-sefer Torah lezikoron. And this is why Hashem commanded us to write the Sefer Torah, so that we will remember the laws of Hashem. Kamei shekosav, as the pasuk says, ksoiv zois zikoron ba-sefer. Write these words down so that you'll remember them in a sefer. Kedei lahalo, he says, haksiva vazikoroin mebchinas behemo lebchinas odom. So that through this act of writing a Torah, we're elevating the writing and the remembering from the category of behema to the category of odom. Vezeh shekosav, and this is why the pasuk says, ksoiv zois zikoroin basefer. Write this so that you'll remember it, write it in a sefer. Rav Nosson Zal says, Basefer Daiko. Exactly, we're writing it in a sefer, Dahinu Haklaf Shenase Me'or Behema, referring to the parchment which is made from the hide of an animal. ki haksiva shehila zikaron, because the act of writing, which is to help us remember, tzorech liyos daiko al or behema kanal, has to be done specifically on the hide of an animal, kedei lahalo is bechinas behema lebechinas odom, so that by doing that we're elevating behema to odom. And this is why another pasuk says, "V'ato kisvu lochemes hashira hazois." And now, write down for yourselves this song, "Leman tihye bochem load," so that it'll remain with you permanently. Ki loisi shochach mipi zaroi, because Hashem wants that this should never be forgotten from the Jewish children. Ki onu betuchin shloi tishokach haTorah afilu betoikef hagolus vizgabrus hasitrach rochashum. We are guaranteed, we are confident that the Torah will never be forgotten, even in the worst exiles that the Jews are going to experience, and when the sitrach is going to be very strong. K'moy shekosav, as the pasuk says, vonoichi hastir astir. Hashem says, I am going to be very hidden from the Jewish people at certain times. V'afal pikein, and yet despite that, v'onso hashira azois leid. This Torah will serve as testimony, ki loisi shokach, that it will not be forgotten. The Torah will not be forgotten, and Hashem will not be forgotten. V'chol ze machmas ksivas haTorah. All of this is because of the fact that we write the Torah. Because once we write it, we're converting, we're elevating from behema to odom. We're taking an animal hide and elevating it to make human beings. And we're taking ksiva, an act of work, which is associated with behemius. And again, we're elevating, we're using it for writing a Torah, which is bechinas odom. And through this, we're establishing the Torah that it'll be remembered permanently, al yedei bechinas behemius, by using the behemius. V'alkein betuchin sheloi tizgaber hashikcha, and by doing this, we are assured that forgetfulness will not be able to win out in getting us, chas shalom, to forget the Torah during our difficult times. Shehu bechinas behema. And we know forgetting is associated with behema. Kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Lamed Zayin, shehashikcha hu bechinas behema. That forgetting is associated with behema. In other words, forgetting versus remembering. Remembering is a higher form of intellect. Forgetting is a lower form of intellect. Corresponding to behema, because we already succeeded in subduing, in defeating the behemius. The adaraba, just the opposite, kiblu misham koyach hazikorin, we were able to draw from the behemius, we were able to use the animal hide by writing the Torah on it to help us remember. V'alkein dvorim shebechsav iator shoy lomram balpeh. And this is also why the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samach, that things that Hashem has given to us in writing, the written Torah, we are not permitted to refer to them orally. You know, to teach them orally, not in writing. Kitzorech daiko lekosvam kanal, because the written Torah must be written. There's a major accomplishment in writing it. Sheze ikur bechinas haTorah lahalo is geder behemel bechinas sodom, because once again, this is the main concept of the Torah. What the Torah is all about, it's about taking those on a who are lacking intellect or on a very low level of intelligence, bechinas behema, and elevating them to the category of odom, which is true sechel, true intelligence.